I'm fully lucid right away. This is a very spiritual and powerful dream. I'm on a balcony in a different country or a different dimension. For some reason, I'm fully naked, some sort of ceremony or something. It was more of a sense of freedom, not sexual. The balcony is very cluttered with antiques and different things, and I'm just reading everything in detail. I see a lot of Russian writing, or maybe it's gibberish. I can't tell. I'm looking over the balcony, and it's the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen. It looks straight out of a painting. It's like an old Russian town with a huge river running through it. There's a giant tree in the middle of the river with huge trunks. It's like hundreds of years old. It's so beautiful, but there's something sad about the tree. There's other houses and people on balconies. It's all very close-knit. There's a guy painting. On another balcony, somebody's singing. People are swimming in the river and climbing the trees. A heavyset man with long curly hair notices me and he waves. He laughs at the fact that I'm naked, but he invites me over there. I'm a little shy at first, but I fly over there. After all, I'm dreaming. He's telling me about the town and the struggles they've gone through. I'm looking at this huge tree and there's a lot of names carved in it. I take some time to try to read the names and dates. A lot of them are foreign names that I can't burn into my memory, but I remember one that said Dr. John. I wonder if this is an actual human that visited this dream location. Dr. John is too general for me to be able to look him up. So I just enjoy the moment and feel all of these engravings in detail. The guy then showed me a part of the tree that is wounded. It's a little damaged and you can see the fibers of the tree. He's explaining to me how it happened and it kind of represents the struggles of this town. Wars, maybe? I rub it with my hands and send healing, loving energy to the tree wound. I can see the beam of energy pulsing through my hands into the tree. And then he pointed to some people sitting up inside the tree and he says, if you want to help our healing, go talk to that woman up there. I start climbing up the tree trunk and there's an entire house inside the trees. I sit next to this one woman. She's warming her feet by the fire. We're just small talking and it's very surface level. I can tell there's more. Her best friend is sitting next to us and makes a comment about how she's going through something. So I give her a hug to console her. They both have tears in their eyes. There's definitely some sort of language barrier and we're somewhat communicating telepathically. She talks about how she'd rather not talk about it with me there. But I tell them that I'm there to support and I completely respect and understand if they're not ready to talk about whatever's bothering them. She says she's very much processing what happened. I try to create that space and offer love. I'm very surprised at how long this lucid dream is. I wonder if I'm in REM. As soon as I think that, I can feel the dream ending.